Continuing our week 13 NFL picks, Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer is here, ready to go as we are tied, and Brad is the reigning champ, so Brad is picking our wild card teams, or games rather. So go ahead and, I don't know, who do you want to go first? Up to you.
Daniel, over to you. As the NFC West / Niner homer of the group, I gave you Rams Cardinals. Your thoughts?
All right, well, 7-4 Rams at the 6-5 Cardinals. This is a huge game because they're both wild card. I think they're those two and the Bucks are the three wild card teams at the moment, right? Big for both of them because the Rams want to stay afloat and maybe even try to gain some ground, but the Cardinals are literally like hanging on by a thread here with their wild card hopes. The Niners, because I'll bring them up, have a head-to-head tiebreaker with the Rams. So I don't know, like, do you feel like you shouldn't want the Rams to lose and having them fall out and the Niners can tie records with them and get their spot? I don't know. My gut is telling me that the Rams are going to win this game because I just think that they're not going to lose two in a row to divisional teams divisional opponents. And the Cardinals are just too inconsistent. I think the Rams are well coached and they get this right. So I'm going to go Rams over the Cardinals. So Ben has Lions at the Bears. That's 4-7 Lions and the 5-6 Bears. Again, if you're a Niner fan, you want the Bears to lose. Go ahead.
Oh, really? I should see my pick to help you. So, hey, goodbye, Matt Patricia. You know, after head coaching changes, most teams rally back to win. That being said, Chicago is a dumpster fire, and I think that they all should take some personal pride in their play after that loss to Green Bay, which is ridiculous. The only person who's on the hot seat after Adam Gase gets fired is definitely going to be Nagy. He is out in Chicago. They are horrible. Trubisky is horrible. Their defense is good, but they're on the field for 75% of the game, so they're exhausted by the end of the game. It's going to be tough, but I'm actually going to go with Detroit on this one. They get, you know, Amendola and Swift are back for Detroit, and you know, Stafford is a good quarterback, and he, you know, although he's been beat up a lot over the years, he's going to bring this team back, and they're going to have a good win this game over the Bears.
So, Brad, your wild card is Browns at Titans, which, by the way, the 8-3 Browns against the 8-3 Titans. This is 2020. Welcome.
Here's the thing. Derrick Henry is like Thanos from the Avengers. He's just letting every other team sort of fight amongst themselves. You know, he's taken over each individual Infinity Stone, and then he just crushes you at the end. I don't think Cleveland has the ability to stop him, and Cleveland's best skill is running the football now. They don't have any Odell Beckham Jr. Nick Chubb's having a great season. Kareem Hunt, they've been able to run the ball really well. But you're going to try and beat Tennessee at their own game, and I just don't think that they're going to be able to do that. You know, Tennessee looked really good against, you know, the Colts last week. What did Derrick Henry run for? 4,000 yards and 23 touchdowns? I mean, it was incredible. He just – teams are tired at this stage. He's not. He's beaten everybody up. And I just – as much as I give the Browns a ton of credit in a really tough division to be 8-3, you know, they deserve it. I mean, they're a power player in the conference now, but the Titans just have the formula, Dumit. Don't ask Ryan Tannehill to do too much. Let Derrick Henry just dominate the games and then let your defense play well enough to just to get you the ball back. I think Tennessee is like a 5.5-point favorite in this game. I see them even covering that amount. I think Tennessee wins.
All right. Well, there you go. Those are the wild card picks. You can check them out online at 977theriver.com. Click on the Sports Buzz and check out their podcast, Sports Meets Beer, on all your podcast platforms. Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer. Thanks again, gentlemen.
Thanks, Danny.
Cheers, boys.